模拟卷七。
Section A.
1. Room service, what can I do for you, sir?
Please call a taxi for me. I need it at 3 p.m. My room number is 2016.
Question. Where does this conversation most probably take place?
Two. What time is flight 452 for London due to depart?
It leaves at 3:30, but you must check in 1 hour before the departure time.
Question. When must the passenger be at the airport for the flight?
Three. It's such a hot day. I can't move on any further.
Me too. Let's have a break under the tree and refresh ourselves first.
Question. What do we know about the speakers?
Four. Isn't that a new brand of laptop you are working at?
Oh, Bill, this isn't the first time you've asked me the same question about it.
Question. What does the woman imply? Five. Anything for the dessert? Ice cream, perhaps?
I'm afraid I'll skip the dessert. I have to watch my weight.
Question. Why didn't the woman take the dessert? Six. This has been the worst flood for the past 20 years. It has caused much damage and destruction.
Look at the prices of fruits and vegetables. No wonder they're so expensive.
Question. What are the speakers talking about?
Seven. Are you coming to John's birthday party tomorrow?
I've got the invitation, but I have to take care of my mother in the hospital tomorrow.
Question. What will the man do tomorrow?
Eight. Do you enjoy the work you are doing at present?
Definitely. I don't have anything to complain about it, even if I have to do some extra work.
Question. What does the woman mean?
Nine. Hi, I'm calling about the advertisement for the one-bedroom apartment.
Perfect timing. The man who was supposed to rent it finally decided to take a room on campus.
Question. What do we learn from the conversation?
Ten. Did you watch the wedding ceremony on TV last night?
I almost missed it, but my classmates just happened to be watching and gave me a call.
Question. What does the woman imply?
Section B. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
If you ever visit an English village, make sure to look out for Morris dancing. Morris dancing is a form of folk dancing that dates back to the 15th century. Wearing old-fashioned clothing, men and women dance in the streets of towns and villages across the country during the holiday periods. Women wear long and colorful skirts, and men wear short trousers with bells attached to them. They dance to traditional folk music, which is often played on traditional musical instruments. Some groups carry heavy black sticks, which they beat against each other while they dance. Other groups wave handkerchiefs in the air while they perform. The dances are usually performed near a pub, so that when it's over, the dancers and audience can sing some traditional folk songs over a glass of beer. Morris dancing is a great English tradition, but it's facing a big crisis. As the years go by, fewer and fewer young people are joining Morris dancing groups. The dancers are getting older and older, and eventually, if nothing is done to change this trend, the tradition will die out within the next few decades.
Now, listen again, please.
If you ever visit an English village, make sure to look out for Morris dancing. Morris dancing is a form of folk dancing that dates back to the 15th century. Wearing old-fashioned clothing, men and women dance in the streets of towns and villages across the country during the holiday periods. Women wear long and colorful skirts, and men wear short trousers with bells attached to them. They dance to traditional folk music, which is often played on traditional musical instruments. Some groups carry heavy black sticks, which they beat against each other while they dance. Other groups wave handkerchiefs in the air while they perform. The dances are usually performed near a pub, so that when it's over, the dancers and audience can sing some traditional folk songs over a glass of beer. Morris dancing is a great English tradition, but it's facing a big crisis. As the years go by, fewer and fewer young people are joining Morris dancing groups. The dancers are getting older and older, and eventually, if nothing is done to change this trend, the tradition will die out within the next few decades.
Questions 11. What is the passage mainly about?
What do we know about Morris dancers?
13. What is the present situation of Morris dancing?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Reading can be a social activity. Think of the people who belong to book groups. They choose books to read and then meet to discuss them. Now the website bookcrossing.com turns the page on the traditional idea of a book group. To be a member of Book Crossing, people simply go on the site and register the books they own and would like to share. Book Crossing provides an identification number to stick inside the book. Then the person leaves it in a public place, hoping that the book will have an adventure traveling far and wide with each new reader who finds it. Bruce Peterson, the managing director of Book Crossing, says, "The two things that change your life are the people you meet and books you read. Book Crossing combines both." Members leave books on park benches and buses, in train stations and coffee shops. Whoever finds their book will go to the site and record where they found it. Book Crossing is part of a trend among people who want to get back to the real and not the virtual. The site now has more than 1 million members in more than 135 countries.
Now listen again, please.
Reading can be a social activity. Think of the people who belong to book groups. They choose books to read and then meet to discuss them. Now the website bookcrossing.com turns the page on the traditional idea of a book group. To be a member of Book Crossing, people simply go on the site and register the books they own and would like to share. Book Crossing provides an identification number to stick inside the book. Then the person leaves it in a public place, hoping that the book will have an adventure traveling far and wide with each new reader who finds it. Bruce Peterson, the managing director of Book Crossing, says, "The two things that change your life are the people you meet and books you read. Book Crossing combines both." Members leave books on park benches and buses, in train stations and coffee shops. Whoever finds their book will go to the site and record where they found it. Book crossing is part of a trend among people who want to get back to the real and not the virtual. The site now has more than 1 million members in more than 135 countries.
Questions. 14. How can people become a member of Book Crossing?
What will a member of Book Crossing do with a book after reading it?
16. What may be the best title for the passage? 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Hello, Sam. You seem to be worried.
Well, I can't make up my mind which university to attend.
What are the choices you have in mind?
King's University and Brown University. They both have excellent engineering major.
What seems to be the problem with the two universities?
King's University can offer me scholarship. But a friend told me that the first year there can be as many as 100 students for some lectures. You probably wouldn't have any chance to get to know any of your teachers.
Well, as far as I know, those classes also have small discussion sections. They meet twice a week and have no more than 20 students.
I know. But I've also heard that they are usually taught by graduate students, not professors. At Brown University, all classes are taught by professors.
I see. But do you mind the inconvenient location of Brown University? It's quite far away from your home.
That's not the problem at all. I'll live on the campus.
It sounds to me that you are leaning toward Brown University.
I am. The only problem is that the tuition of that university is really high, and I don't think I can afford it.
You could apply for a student loan or sign up for a work-study program.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Now listen again, please. Hello, Sam. You seem to be worried.
Well, I can't make up my mind which university to attend.
What are the choices you have in mind?
King's University and Brown University. They both have excellent engineering major.
What seems to be the problem with the two universities?
King's University can offer me scholarship. But a friend told me that the first year there can be as many as 100 students for some lectures. You probably wouldn't have any chance to get to know any of your teachers.
Well, as far as I know, those classes also have small discussion sections. They meet twice a week and have no more than 20 students.
I know. But I've also heard that they are usually taught by graduate students, not professors. At Brown University, all classes are taught by professors.
I see. But do you mind the inconvenient location of Brown University? It's quite far away from your home.
That's not the problem at all. I'll live on the campus.
It sounds to me that you are leaning toward Brown University.
I am. The only problem is that the tuition of that university is really high, and I don't think I can afford it.
You could apply for a student loan or sign up for a work-study program.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Questions. 17. What are the speakers mainly talking about?
18. What concern does the man have about King's University?
19. What is the man considered to be an advantage of Brown University?
What is the man most likely to do after the conversation?